Yes, Alison, we now have a variety of animal stories with toads, frogs, rats, bears, cats and a swan all taking the stage. In Cosy, neighbours have set up a toad patrol to help amphibians cross the road. A pensioner in Maglin Road is desperate about rats under her floorboards, and there is a general worry that rats are getting out of control in the city centre. If you can't bear rats, you can always go to Elm Hill and buy a bear. Or if you prefer cats, they are appearing on street furniture in NR3. I'm afraid the Evening News headlines for this story is Feline Groovy. The final story in this section is about a kidnapped swan. Fortunately, this tale won't ruffle your feathers as it ends happily. Alison will start us off with the toad patrol.
How did the toad cross the road? With a little help from its cossy neighbours, of course. The amphibians will leave the safety of woodland and people's gardens early in the year to find breeding grounds in lakes and ponds. For the toads and frogs of Cossy, however, a busy road stands in their way, and many of them will die while on the journey. But a group of neighbours have teamed up to rescue them and make sure they really do get to the other side. Toad Watch Cossy coordinator Joyce Collins said, "West End in Cossy is very busy, particularly from 4:30 p.m, which is when the frogs are trying to cross. Toad Watch Cossy is seeking more volunteers and is happy for families of all ages to join in and ensure the toads get safely to the other side. More information can be found on their Facebook page. The patrols take place between late January and early February and then continue into late March."
A housebound NR3 pensioner is at her wit's end with rats running around under her home and lives in fear that she will wake to find them in her kitchen cupboards. Rats made it into Sandra Colley's home in Magdalen Road more than a year ago when they were able to break in via a hole near her front door. Since then, the opening has got bigger and the rats have been able to create a thriving nest under her stairs, but they were removed by a council exterminator. This wasn't the end of the problem, though, as the rats continue to flourish underneath her floorboards. The 71-year-old said, "It is horrible knowing there are rats under my home. I do not hear them, but my next-door neighbours have told me they can hear scratching sometimes underneath their living room floor. I do worry they will get into my home. I have two cats, but when the rats were under the stairs, they just sat at the door and listened." She said, "My daughter used to live on Spencer Street and rats died under her floorboards, which caused an awful smell when they decomposed. It got worse when flies got to the rotting corpus and laid eggs. She had maggots coming up through her floorboards. It was like something out of a horror movie. Sandra needs someone who is able to get to the rats for an affordable rate without causing too much disruption in her home as she is not able to leave."
Worries that city centre problems with rats are getting out of control have been raised by pest controllers struggling to keep on top of the rodent invasion. It's no secret that rats have been thriving on the streets since the COVID lockdowns, when lots of rubbish and quiet streets meant they were able to get bigger and stronger than before. It was reported that rats in the city were as big as cats and invading people's homes. Now, city-based ACE Pest Control is warning that the problem is being overwhelming as the rodents are able to breed faster than ever before and are beginning to invade city businesses. Andrew Delbridge, the owner of ACE Pest Control, said, "These rodents are definitely out of control as they're breeding all year round due to the milder weather we've been experiencing." Mr. Delbridge reports having to make more trips per week to the same businesses in order to get on top of the problem. However, at the moment, he said, rats are definitely getting the edge. They've been able to make progress since COVID, meaning they can invade new places. But larger problems take longer to treat, which in turn causes more risk to businesses and homes. And the rats carry a risk of disease, so it's important for us to get on top of it.
Ready, Teddy, go! If you go down to Elm Hill today, there's sure is a big surprise. For every bear that ever there was can be found inside this treasure trove of a shop. Tucked away in the historic street is the shop of every teddy lover's dream, the Bear Shop, which has been open since 1989. When Robert Stone first viewed the premises, it was derelict, but within a couple of months the shop was open and the living space above was transformed. Now they sell collectibles from £19.99 to rare bears worth in excess of £800. Robert said, "I love the property in which I live and work. So much history, although I could live without the icy draughts." The store also sells online and has bears from various artists and brands, including Clemens, Steiff, Paddington and Winnie the Pooh. We think we have one of the largest assortment of bears in the country, with dozens of different artists and all the top brands, added Robert.
Boring street furniture has been given a colourful transformation in a Norwich neighbourhood. Project coordinator Kevin Parker thinks NR3 is the perfect place for artists to design and paint the telephone exchange cabinets. "I'm hoping to convince BT to release their cabinet locations for the majority of NR3 and coordinate a much larger project this summer." But he said the project has done a lot to empower people to make art in the public sphere. And there are plans for some children to even have a crack at designing a box. The most recent instalment has been designed and painted by NR3 artist Ella Goodwin, who has been an illustrator and designer for more than 10 years. The artist describes her work as whimsical, joyful and uplifting, which translates into the street art. Cats are the city artist's trademark, so they are included, and rabbits as well, to signify the Chinese year of the rabbit. More artwork is expected to be added, so city folk are encouraged to go out and look for them.
The mystery of the kidnapped Mousehold Heath swan has been brought to a happy conclusion. A young swan was reported to Norfolk Wildlife Rescue after it was found in the road on Mousehold Lane near home base in Sprouston. Dubbed O'Neill Swanandes by curious locals in tribute to the darting runs of popular Norwich City winger O'Neill Hernandez, the bird caused quite a stir on the roads. Drivers approaching the traffic lights where Gurney Road meets Salhouse Road were having to stop while the swan wandered in and out of traffic despite bystanders' best efforts. Police were even seen trying to keep him out of the road, but with little luck. Norfolk Wildlife Rescue's Kevin Murphy had been called and was on his way to the scene, but was told his target had been bundled into a car shortly after his arrival, leaving him concerned. However, it's emerged that a volunteer from Halswood Animal Sanctuary had driven by and jumped into action. A spokeswoman for Halswood, which is based at Stratton Strawlers, said, "The person who picked up the bird is one of our volunteers and is very experienced," which was explained to the bystander. One way from the area the volunteer was able to assess Swanandes. The spokeswoman continued, "She determined that the swan was uninjured, a good weight and healthy. She also confirmed the swan was showing no signs of avian influenza."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Phil Harrison and myself, Alison Aplin. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news and another feature with yet more animals.